All right, this is Bazaar and Elder Tim. Tim's coming out of Texas, and Elder Bazaar is coming out of Bristol, Tennessee. I'm down here, Household of Faith in Bristol, Tennessee. We're going to broadcast over the phone and go on down into Atlanta, Georgia, on Block Talk Radio. From there, we're going to go to spread the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is Watchmen on the Wall. End Time Global Link Ministry. We are to preach the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We will preach the burial, death, and the resurrection. We're going to preach the deity of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is God Almighty in the flesh, died and rose again. He's coming back again. We teach the rapture. We teach the Antichrist. We teach the 144,000 12 tribe of Israel. We teach the invasion of Russia and Israel. We teach the mark of the beast, which is in the making right now. We teach the two witnesses, which is Moses and Elijah, is going to come back and preach the last message of the last 3.5 years of the tribulation period. The first period will be preached by 144,000. We teach the return of the Lord Jesus Christ out of Revelation, the 19th chapter, the 11th verse, where Jesus Christ split the sky. He comes back with the church to bring in the millennium reign, and he's going to bind Satan at the end of the tribulation period for 1,000 years, and Jesus Christ is going to rule and reign on the planet to bring back peace and bring back the restoration of the whole world. The whole universe is going to be cleansed by God Almighty, and sin will be done away with, cast into the lake of fire, where we'll be tormented, and all those that rejected Jesus Christ. Now, listen to what I'm saying. A lot of people don't believe this. Those that reject Jesus Christ and his shed blood, his burial, death, and resurrection, those that refuse to accept Christ as their personal Savior, and this is an individual personal relationship with Jesus Christ, and those that reject this shed blood of Christ will have to be punished for their own sins in a lake of fire. And God requires holiness and peace with all men, for without no man can see the Lord. This is what we teach. We don't teach it out of our own ideology. We teach it right straight from the Word of God. It's coming from Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, the whole 66 books. Amen. We don't come out of no Pacific book, but this book. And that is the book that God wrote mankind. It seems like mankind don't want to accept it, but although he don't want to accept it, that's his choice. And we're going to go into prayer. I'm going to give our opportunity to Tim to say a few words, and then he's going to come back. We're going to go into prayer, and then we're going to get on the nitty-gritty. We're going to talk about some vivid things that's getting ready to happen on this planet. All right, Brother Tim, take it away from
me. Amen. Amen, brother. It's good to be here, brother. Thank you once again for this opportunity. I thank Derek Oliver and the Chaos Talk radio team for this opportunity, for us to reach as many souls as we can, and particularly the lost souls. Amen. We are fighting for your salvation. Amen.
Yes, we are, brother.
Because we, amen. Brother. Yes, sir. But we don't want one to be lost. Amen. I know some people, it's just a shock to me that people would take their salvation as a joke. You know, I guess because I was raised in the church, brother, I never took the idea of God lightly. I never took the idea of there being a eternal hell or an eternal lake of fire lightly. I knew what I was doing when I was in the world. I knew how I was brought up. And it was always in the back of my mind, amen, to serve God, amen. Even as a young man, even as a young man, young kid, amen. So, amen, brother, we are fighting for the lost souls out here. We want you to become saved. Amen. This is real. Amen. This is not, you know, this is not popcorn and soda at the movies. This is real life. Amen. Like I told one brother, As sure as that sun shineth in the sky, there is a God. Amen.
There is
nothing
a God.
Did not happen by mistake. It wasn't by accident. It wasn't by no explosion that the earth exists. It's not by chance that I exist, that the brother reverend exists. With all our knowledge and spiritual wisdom and knowledge that he's blessed us with and that he's given us, amen, this is not by coincidence. This is by purpose. Amen. So, yeah, amen, we just want you to become saved. We're going to be talking about some things about the end time events. Amen. So, brother, amen, I don't have much to say. I guess we can just go ahead and get right on into it. Amen. But, amen.
Right.
We want you to become saved. We want you to know how to become saved, because I think that's the biggest thing that I've been noticing, brother, is over the years, is that no one's teaching how to become saved.
You're right.
Pastors will open up the doors of the church. People will teach all this good knowledge and stuff on the internet, but they don't teach the plan of salvation, which is a plan, which was God's plan to redeem man back to him through his
Come
son,
on now.
Christ.
That's
amen. Yahshua the Christ, amen, or Jesus
amen.
Christ. Amen. So he has opened up the door. All you have to do is just walk through it. Amen. Just walk through the
That's
door
right.
and accept him. Amen. That's all you have to do is just accept him as your Lord and Savior. I will more than guarantee you, you won't regret it. You won't be disappointed. I wish I had a long time ago when my dad told me about it when I was a young kid. We just went on just accepting him. Amen. But now we're more knowledgeable about things. Amen. We can give you some spiritual wisdom and knowledge. Amen. But he's the same God as he was yesterday as he is today. And all you got to do is just accept him, and he will welcome you with open arms into the kingdom of heaven so that you can live for all eternity. Amen, brother.
Oh,
amen.
Father, we come
amen.
To you right now.
Praise.
Yes, sir. Come to you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your love and your mercy. We ask you right now as we go over your word and rightly divide your word of truth, that we won't be ashamed, that we can convince the lost that they need a Savior before they leave this
Amen.
Planet, realizing it is appointed once for men to die, and after that it is the judgment. Man that's born
Amen.
Of a woman has few days to live, and they're full of trouble. We ask you right now that you would touch our lips of clay, that we can hide behind the cross of Christ, that we can explain and proclaim and do the right thing and rightly divide in the word of truth. We ask you right now, whoever's listening, Lord, tell somebody else about this wonderful, wonderful program. Amen. We ain't looking for money. We ain't looking for fame. We ain't looking for somebody to pat us on the back. What we want, we just want people to come to and know Jesus Christ before they have to spend. If they don't know Jesus Christ, they would have to spend eternity in a hell that will never cease to burn, and pay for their own sins while Christ paid for our sins 2,000 years ago. Give us the strength, the right to divide the word, and we give you the praise both now and forever in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right, brother, we are watchmen on the wall, End Time Global Link Ministry. We're on here because God called us to be on here. Amen. We are determined.
Amen.
We are determined to get the word out. Amen. I'm not going to back up because I know the devil is seeking and ruining who he may devour. He's
Amen.
Killing, he's
Amen.
Murdering, he's raping, he's doing everything he can to destroy the human race. And I love God's people. Whether you're saved or not saved, I still love you. Amen. And for God so loved the world that he did it. He gave his only begotten son that whosoever believes in him should not perish. And we're here to discuss you whatever you think that you need to hear. And I'm asking the Lord to give me the spirit to talk on some subjects. Amen, on the last days, and especially on salvation, how simple it is for a man to get saved if he want to be saved. If he want to be saved, I tell you, it's just like eating cornbread and beans. Amen, it's easy. It's not hard.
Amen.
It's not difficult. The Bible tells us right away, Jesus tells us right away, except you repent, you shall likewise perish. And the word repent means to turn. Turn from what? Turn from sin. Sin.
Amen.
Sin is what God hates. Sin did not come into existence by God. It came into existence by Lucifer. Lucifer is the cause of the originating of sin. He had a choice, to serve God out through eternity. But he rebelled against God, became an enemy of God. He became a dragon. He became a Beelzebub. He became a lying wonder. He became a false prophet. He became everything that you see going on today. Satan is behind all evil. I want you to understand that. Satan is behind all evil. Anything evil, Satan is behind it. Anything that is righteous, anything that is pure, anything that is holy, anything that is sanctified is from God. Because only peace, joy, and happiness can come from God. It cannot come from Satan because he is doomed. He is done. You talking about done? He is done. He know he's done. And he's out to destroy you. Make no difference what color, race, background, rich, poor, ugly, purity. It's God ain't got nothing to do with that. God got to do with the saving souls from hell. And a lot of people got the idea that God put people in hell. God ain't never put nobody in hell. Never.
That's right.
The only one going to hell are those fallen angels, which the hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. But man has a choice. He has a right choice to make the right choosing to go to the right place. But man has been under the influence of Satan ever since the Garden of Eden. And so most majority of the people are making the wrong choices. They are making choices that they think they can go to heaven without ever having a divine relationship of the new birth with Jesus Christ. But we are definitely, absolutely living in the last days. Jesus Christ is getting ready to come back to this planet. But before he comes back, there has to have a seven-year tribulation has to occur on the earth. A seven-year tribulation is going to occur upon the earth. And it's because of the Jewish people. Thank God for the Jews. Oh, I praise the Lord for the Jews. Thank God for the Jews. God did not fulfill the seven-year tribulation 490 years at the cross. What happened is that at the cross, when they crucified Jesus Christ, Almighty cut 7 years off of 490 years, and 483 years was cut off at the cross. And so that left 7 years to be fulfilled by the Jewish people, and by the Jewish people not able to fulfill their last 7 years, God's going to give the world an opportunity to hear the Jews preach the gospel, because that's what they were called to do in the beginning of time, in the beginning of Israel. God gave the Jews an opportunity to preach the gospel, and they failed God. They rebelled against God. They caused treason against God. And God caused them to be persecuted, to chastise them, and the chastisement is not yet over. The last 7 years is the last 7 years God is going to chastise the Jewish people, and they are going to be revealed that the Messiah that they rejected for 2,600 years is going to be the one that comes in glory. He's going to be the one that's going to be preached by the 144,000 and the one that's going to be preached by Moses and Elijah. But right now, God is dealing with the church. And I'm going to let you know right now, the church age is almost over. The church mission is almost over. We're living in the church age of Laodicea, the lukewarm, hypocritical, half cold and half hot, neither warm or neither hot or cold. They're lukewarm, meaning they are hypocritical. They are playing with God. They're slothful. They are not concerned about the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Oh, they may have a cross around their neck. They may have a cross on the church. They may have a cross in the yard. But really, experience the cross on the adder is not going to get you to heaven. You've got to experience the power of God through the cross, and that is Jesus Christ. If Jesus Christ never come into your life and you haven't repented of your sins and you die tomorrow or you die next year or you die tonight and you don't know Jesus Christ, you will actually, uniquely, end up in hell. So what I'm trying to say, the seven-year tribulation will be very soon, because we're getting ready to go into it. But before we go into it, there's some things has to take place. And one thing that has to take place before we step into the tribulation period, and that is the rapture. The rapture of the church, the body of Christ,
amen,
has to be removed from the planet. Because there's two kinds of churches on the earth today. There's a false, phony, hypocritical, have a form of godliness, but no power. We're living in a church age where the devil is in control of people who don't know Jesus Christ and call it church. They're doing anything. They're saying anything. They're denying the Lord Jesus Christ. They do what they say they going to do and don't do it. They're unrepentant. They haven't repented, but they have that form of godliness. And then there's the true church. The true church is the one that Jesus Christ is the head of. And he's the head of the body of Christ. And the only way that you can become not a member, because before you become a member, you must be born again. If you haven't been born again, you're not a member of this church. You're not a child of God. You have to be born again.
That's right.
And that means you got to repent. Preachers, deacons, sisters, teenagers, you have to repent. Except if you repent, then Christ will come into your life. And you turn from your wicked ways, he will save you. And when he saves you, you will turn from sin. You will love Christ. You will say, thank you, Jesus, for saving me. You will praise God. You will give glory to God. Because let me tell you something. Satan is not going to save you. No, he
right.
can't save nobody. He can't redeem nobody. He can't give you joy. He can't give you peace. He can't give you love. He can't give you nothing that's worth having but what? Money, girls, drinking, lying, cheating, backbiting, raping, killing, murdering, child molestation, domestic violence, drugs, anything he can give you to try to make you feel good. And let me tell you, you might feel good for half an hour. You might feel good for a minute. But after it's all over, you're in the same old rut that you was in and even deeper. But if you become a child of God, God will give you eternal life through his son, Jesus. And let me tell you, what profit a man to gain the whole round world and lose his soul? Die and go to hell. My heart is heavy on the whole world. My heart is so heavy, man, I don't know what to do. I'm trying to preach every day. I'm trying to tell somebody Jesus Christ is coming back. And before he comes back, there's a seven-year tribulation that has to take place. And I'm going to give it over to Brother Tim right now and let him go from there, whatever he has to say. But I'm right now that this seven-year tribulation is getting ready and getting stuck. And after he comes back, after what the Lord lay on his heart to give us and give you, amen, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about this here Antichrist. It's Antichrist that's getting ready to come. He's already here. He's waiting for the time to come, and he can't come until the body of Christ has been removed. All right, Brother Tim, work on with it.
Amen, Doctor. Amen. All glory be to the Most High. Amen. Thank you for your word, your message, and your work, brother. Amen. I thank you. I get excited, amen, when I listen to you. Amen. You was talking on Wednesday night. I was listening to you. Amen. I believe it was this past Wednesday. You had said something about the demons and the aliens and things of that nature.
Yeah, yeah.
And as we prepare for the last 7 years that are about to come, well, we don't have to prepare for it, amen. The world's about better prepare themselves for it, amen. We are in the end times, amen. We're about to approach the end times. I'm going to talk. I didn't get a chance last week to talk about when we was on the earth, but this week I got some time, amen, bro. So if you will, going to come out of Matthew, the 24th chapter, amen. But as always, I'm going to bounce around, amen. But amen. I remember watching this video. Amen. I know I've shared this before. I know at least on on my show, amen, I shared this about how this this guy, he was an engineer, and his father worked for the CIA, and his father was a high ranking in the government. Amen. In fact, it was told by him that his dad actually met this guy that was an alien, which basically is nothing more than a demon, amen, taking on human form or some type of creature, amen.
Yeah, I got it.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Amen. He was saying how his dad actually met this guy. And he told a lot of different things, amen. But one thing that stuck out, amen, his name is Bill Snyder. You can actually see the video on YouTube. It's Bill Snyder. You can look it up. And he was just exposing the government because he was so upset that the government was hiding so much from the American people. Well, one thing that he said that stuck out to me, he said by 2029, the U.S. government is hiding the fact that there's going to be an alien invasion. Amen. Now, this is crazy. This is crazy, amen, because you think about it. In the beginning of 2022, that's 7 years, amen. Now, we're not predicting the return of Christ. No man knows the day or the hour. But, amen, brother, I don't know. The way things are lining up, amen, I'm with you, brother, amen. The time, amen, brother, the time is drawing near, so we don't have time for games. And we all, amen, excuse me, we all that study the word, we know it. Aliens are, they're nothing more than demons. Amen.
Demons.
And so we think about that like, huh, that is mysterious that he would say by 2029 that the American government has a plan and that they are aware that the aliens are going to invade the earth by 2029. Amen. Well,
amen.
We're talking about the end times. The church will
end
be
time.
Removed. We won't be here. As I said it before, you won't be able to prepare yourself for nothing that's coming. It is impossible for you to buy enough food, enough water, enough bullets, guns. You can't hide yourself in the earth, on the earth. You can't hide, amen, when the wrath of God, when the wrath of the Lamb hits this planet. And for the plagues and the pestilences and the famines that's coming, the war that's coming, the things that is coming into this planet, amen. The only way that you can prepare for that is that you just accept Christ. That is the best way. That is love. That is God. He knows how to keep his people from danger. Amen. He knows how to preserve his people. Amen. That is God. He makes it so easy and simple. Amen. As the brother was saying, why don't you want to make it difficult? Salvation has already been made for you. Christ has already died on the cross. Amen. You have so many people out here teaching so much false stuff. Amen. Amen. Salvation is for all eternity. Once you accept Christ, that's it. Amen.
That's it.
That's it.
Amen.
You don't have to. You don't have to get saved again and re-saved and reborn again.
Come on, boy.
So much of this stuff. Amen. Down through the years, and it just upsets me that we keep. They keep living in fear. We got people in the church that are living in fear. And God said, I have not given you the spirit of fear. Why? Because he knows that he has his son who has died on the cross for us. Amen. He has the Holy Spirit. Amen. He said, I will be more than the world against you. And he said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. He's already made a way to fight your battles for you. Amen. So if you remember the children of Israel, amen, majority of the time God fought their battles for them, amen, when they had no chance of winning, amen. When they turned their backs on God, amen, you saw that they would lose every time. And it's the same. He's the same God as he was yesterday as he is today. We just want you to receive salvation. It's free. It's easier than what you think. It's easier than what the pastors at these churches have been teaching and telling you for years, trying to make it something that if you don't do certain things, if you don't do this and do that, you can't enter the kingdom of heaven. You don't pay enough tithes, you can't enter into the kingdom of heaven. All this stuff that's being, people are just being misled, amen? But we're here to set the record straight. That salvation is free. Salvation is
free
all eternity.
Oh.
Amen.
Come
all
on,
eternity.
Man.
That is the greatest gift that anyone can ever receive. And to live for all eternity, and not be under stress, sickness, hurt, pain.
Thank you.
We don't have
Thank
to
you.
Deal with a lot of this stuff that we deal with here on earth. All you have to do is just serve him for all eternity. Amen. The angels in heaven do it. Amen. So why can't we do it?
Amen.
We know that it can be done because why? He's going to give us his spirit. Amen. His spirit will dwell in us, and we will be one with the Heavenly Father. Amen. So with that being said, I want to take, amen, brother. I want to take a look at some more scriptures real quick. Amen. I'm going to go to Matthew's, the 24th chapter. Amen.
24th chapter.
Gotcha. Yes, sir. Amen. Matthew, the 24th chapter. Amen. Now, Matthew, the 24th chapter is divided up into some segments. Some people say it's divided up into four segments. Some say five. Amen. But I'm just going to break down different verses and scriptures for you today. Amen. According to Matthew 24, because Matthew 24th chapter is dealing with the tribulation, but it's also dealing with the church going to and prior to the tribulation in the 2,000 years of the church. Because, amen, if you look at Matthew's, the 24th chapter, let's look at verse 3 and see what Christ, what they're saying, what they're talking about. Amen. And it says, as he said upon the Mount of Olives, disciples came unto him privately saying, tell us when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? Amen. Yeah. That is such a prophetic scripture. That question, amen, is the question. I think that's every question. It's just about everybody want to know. When is the end of the world? What are the signs, amen, of his coming? Amen. At least all of us that are believers, amen, we want to know, when is Christ coming back? Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And what are the things that we look for? And so Christ didn't come back in their lifetime, but what he shared with them, they were to share with the church, their the people who they were going to be teaching and following them to build the church. Amen. We know that ultimately that Christ gave John, amen, the message to the church about, he gave more details, amen. He gave it to John, which is the book of Revelation. And we see that most of the disciples didn't get this information, but John got it. John was actually called up into the third heaven, and he got to witness the future and the things that was going to take place, amen. In detail, it was important that John got this message to the church. Why? To wake everybody up. And this is what we're doing. We're waking the church up. We want you to be aware that Christ is on his way back. Amen?
Yes.
So in verse 4, it says, watch this key verse. He says, and Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. Amen?
Yes.
So we know that this message that Christ was given was to the church, because he gave it to who? The disciples. And the disciples carried Christ's message and taught the church, amen, these things, amen. So we know that this is for us now. This is not written to the unbelievers. It's written to the believers. The believers are the church. So this is why know that he was talking to us. But watch what he said. He said, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Now, understand this message from Matthew, the verse 4, all the way down to verse 14. This message spans from the 2,000 years church age, and it also touches a portion of the tribulation, which is the first 3.5 years, because we know why. There are going to be some believers, which is the 144,000, which is also going to preach the gospel. And what are they going to do in verse 14? He said that they're going to preach this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world. Amen. So we're doing that now. We're on the internet, the TV, the radio stations. You got evangelists traveling all to certain parts of the world that's unheard of to reach, amen, third world countries, first world countries, amen, to the ends of the earth. We are trying to reach the lost, amen, before the return of Christ, because we are aware of what's coming. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So if you see what he said, he says, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. The brother said it, he said it best. He said, there are so many different religions and false churches. There's only two types of churches, the real church and the fake church. It don't matter how many fake churches there are, they're just a fake church. Amen. There are some real churches that are teaching the rightly divided word. Amen.
Yes,
and
sir.
So this is what he says, that when he says, many shall come in my name. Do you know how many people have claimed to be Christ, and these, you've seen people die in these different cults and stuff, and they say, oh, well, look at these people. They believe in God, and they killed all them people. No. See, you got to realize the devil when you see the devil. Just the other day, my wife showed me a video of these two gentlemen arguing over scriptures, and one of them ended up killing the other. Now, some people who are not learned in the Bible and not taught the correct word of God will actually believe that this person believed in God, or he was part of the kingdom of God. He was not a part of the kingdom of God. Amen. I'm going to prove that to you here in scripture. Amen. Because that's not the spirit of God. The spirit of God operates in love. If we agree, we just disagree. Amen. But we disagree in love, because Paul said that we ought to teach the word what? In truth and in love.
That's right.
Get upset just because you don't agree with us, or because I don't agree with you. If you don't agree with what I teach, amen. God bless you, and I love you anyway. Amen. We just have to agree to disagree. Amen. But I'm going to show you some scripture here to show my point and prove that people who have salvation cannot commit murder. Amen. Notice I said murder. Amen.
That's right.
So watch what it says over in 1 John, the third chapter, verses 14 and 15. Again, 1 John, the third chapter, verses 14 and 15. This is what it says.
Go ahead.
It says, we know that we have passed from death unto life. Now, what does that mean? Amen. So we know that this is a spiritual, amen, saying, meaning that when you are not a believer, you are dead spiritually. I mean, if you die, as the brother said earlier, you can best believe you will go to hell and ultimately to the lake of fire. Amen.
But if
you have life, spiritual life, that means that you are a believer. So when I became saved over 21 years ago, I had passed from what? Death
unto
life spiritually. Meaning that if I leave this world anytime after I become saved, amen, I will rest in heaven, amen, until Christ returns to get the church. Amen. So we know that we have passed from death and life because we what? We love the brother.
The brother.
Amen. I tell people all the time, if you're dealing with a church and people are fake and phony and they're not showing love, I'm talking about true love. Not no condition love. Real, true
love,
authentic love, agape love. Amen. You can only have true spirit of the love of God only by the Holy Spirit. Amen. So this is what it says.
That's
what he says. He says, he that loveth not his brother abideth in death. See, the brother that killed the other guy, these brothers didn't love one another. Amen. Because if you're a believer, somebody disagrees with you, you say, okay, brother, well, we just disagree. We're not going to fight over it because I love you. Amen. See, that's the spirit of God talking. Amen. But see, when you don't love the brother, amen, you subject to slew him like Cain slew Abel. Amen. Because why? We know that love did not abide, amen, in the brother. Because he said, he that loveth not his brother abideth in death. In other words, he is spiritually dead. He is not saved. He does not have the spirit of the Holy Spirit, of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit indwelling in him. Amen. Now watch what verse 15 says. It says, whosoever hated his brother is a what? Murderer. Now watch what it says. Amen. It says, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. Amen.
All
you ain't gonna get this teaching at your church that you go to every Sunday, and they don't teach you that because they so steady trying to keep people to church and steady trying to keep the tithe, the people paying tithes. But we got to tell the truth over here. Amen. So we ain't tied and bound by nobody and all that stuff. And whether you gonna give me the money to pay my house, no, to my car, no, we ain't got to worry about that over here. Amen. We teach the truth.
Amen.
See. We see the scripture said, it said that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in. It is impossible. Amen. So these people here that are claiming God and killing people, That's the devil. That's the work of Satan, the wicked evil
right,
one. Amen. Demons, they are demon possessed. They have nothing to do with God. They're just picking up the Bible and reading the Bible. Amen. Farrakhan reads the Bible. Amen. He don't believe
does.
In God.
Yes,
amen.
He
only, amen. He read. In fact, he reads from the Bible more than he does the Quran. Amen.
The Quran.
That don't mean that. That don't mean that he's a believer. That don't mean that he follows
no,
God.
Don't.
So many people
no,
jump
don't.
Up and talk about Farrakhan and all the stuff that he say. But do he teach about Yahshua? Do he teach about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit? If he did, he
no.
would denounce that demonic God, Allah, and he will follow Christ. Amen.
Jesus
he would give
Christ.
His life
yeah,
over to Christ. Amen.
That's the truth.
Amen. He
That's
would give
truth.
His life over to the one and only true living God, Yahweh. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And turn from that cult. And because that's exactly what that is. That's a cult.
That's a cult.
Amen. A large, huge, money-making machine cult. Amen.
Cult.
Amen. Amen. We can get into that another day. Amen. But I want you to understand that this brother that murdered the other guy, amen, he had nothing to do with salvation in Christ. Amen.
No.
So, amen.
No.
Back to Matthew, the 24th chapter, I want to share that with you because, again, as you see the scripture, many shall come in my name. They professing God and talking about God, but you see the brother just slew the other brothers. He wasn't
yes,
coming in the name of Christ. Amen. You come in the name of Christ, you come with love. You're teaching the plan of salvation. You teach the return of Christ. Amen. Brother, me and my wife were just talking the other day about how the saints, the songs they used to sing. I remember my dad used to always talk about being ready for when Jesus comes. You remember that song?
Yeah.
Will you be ready when Jesus comes? Hey,
uh-huh.
You don't hear songs like that. Songs back then put you in a state of mind to prepare yourself for the return of Christ. Now they ain't saying nothing in none of these songs today about the return of Christ. That's how you know that the church is about to be blindsided when Christ come back. There's going to be so many people from the church that go to church going to be left here. Amen,
left
brother.
Behind.
I'll come back and touch on it some more. Amen, brother. I'm going to turn it back over to you. Amen. But I got some
okay,
more. Amen.
All right, Brother Tim. God bless you, man. Good information.
Amen.
You,
all
you mentioned something. You mentioned something there about this year, aliens. Aliens are demonic demons, and they are here. They are here right now. They are floating through the air. They're in first and second heaven. And I want to give you a scripture, amen, to prove that because I just don't want to be talking what I think or what I feel like need to be talked about. But I want you to go to Ephesians 6. Ephesians 6 chapter, the 12th verse, where Apostle Paul tells you about what's above our heads and what's going on in the heavenlies. And what's going on in the heavenlies, there is the demonic spirits that's going on in the first and second heaven. And it's been going on ever since the beginning of time when Satan was cast out of heaven and cast to the earth. He was cast out of third heaven, and God gave him permission to lodge in the first and second heaven, which is above your head, the clouds. And then you got the cosmos. And these are where these demons are at right now. And there's a war getting ready to go on. And it's in preparation now because, as you notice,
amen,
as we go more into the end time, the activity of the devil is increasing up on the earth. More things
yes,
are happening. More murder, more drug addicts, more homosexuals. People have just left the principles and the oracles of God and denying the only Lord God that made the heaven and earth, and people are going on with false doctrines, and people are marrying any kind. People are having incest with their own family. People are going into sodomites. So actually the devil is working more and getting stronger more and more because people are resisting the power of God through the cross. And so now we got these demons that are in first and second heaven, and by them being in first and second heaven, this year became noticeable back in 1947. 1947 was a year in which men began to have not relationship with aliens, but they begin to identify that these flying lights in the sky, these UFOs in the sky from 1947 until 2021, more people have saw these things cross the cosmos and cross the horizon and have experience with these aliens. They have made movies of them, The Close Encounter, the Body Snatchers, and the all kind of movies they have made on TV because they have a picture of Lucifer, inbred in these people to write these kind of movies, and it's true.
That's right.
The thing it is,
that's
it's
right.
true. They think it's a joke. They think it's a fantasy.
That's right.
They think it's, oh, that's scary. Yes, these are demon spirits. These are satanic fallen angels. One-third of the angelic beings fell from heaven, and now they're large, stuck in first and second heaven. And pretty soon, not too far off, these aliens are going to invade Earth, just like the brother said, in 2029. And I believe if 2029 get here, it's going to be invaded before that, because right now the world is uncontrollable. Nobody, very few people are standing up for Christ. Very few people are busting the church doors open to get to the house of God and praise God and thank God. And they let anything stop them from going to church. We got preachers paying to preach a sermon that the people can enjoy. Because if he preach one out of the Bible, he ain't going to be the pastor too much longer. They're going to get rid of him because they don't want to hear that. And people don't want to come out of Revelation. People don't want to read Revelation. Why? Because the devil knows. That's his focal point. That's the end of his problem. And he don't want nobody to read out of the book of Revelation, but the book of Revelation says, blessed is the man that reads and does the things in this book. And then when you get a blessing from God out of the book of Revelation, that means you get a blessing that the millionaires can't even handle. The billionaires can't even handle. You get a blessing like never before because you want to know the revealing Christ. And how he's going to come back. Now, I got something else for you that's realistic. In Switzerland, Spain, over there in Spain, over there in Newfoundland, they got a thing called CERN. I don't have my papers with me this evening, but CERN is a project that the Illuminati's, now listen to me, the Luciferians, all the societies are planning. And right now they're working on it. They're messing with protons, neutrons, and electrons. And they're making these electrons spin at a rapid speed. And they're getting ready to turn it on pretty soon. And when they turn it on, they are going to open a portal, P-O-R-T-A-L, a portal, meaning behind the portal, there are demon spirits. Demonic spirit behind the CERN project that they have. They're using baphomets. They're using Moloch gods, and they're worshiping, actually they're worshiping the devil. And the majority of the world today are worshiping Satan. And people can't understand that because Satan comes as an angel of light. He makes things look good on the outside, but behind the inner part of Satan's mystery, there is demonic spirit behind that CERN. And in the book of Revelation, listen what it said. The ninth chapter of the book of Revelation, it says, the first part of the tribulation period, it says, and the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth. And to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there rose a smoke out of the pit. And as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air was darkened by the reason of the smoke in the pit. Now, a lot of people think that's literally smoke. That's dark doctrines. That's demonology coming out of the pit of the earth, because these people working with CERN is going to open a portal, and this angel is going to get permission to open opened the portal. And when they open the portal, demons are going to come out, and they're going to have power enough to sting men that they want to die and can't die. And they are going to sting people for those that have not the seal of God on their forehead, and they are going to attack their body and incarnate themselves in their body, that they're going to jump off of buildings, they're going to put a gun to their head, they're going to stab themselves in the side. They're going to do wicked things to get rid of the sting that these demons are going to bring, and they will not be able to die.
Lord have mercy.
This is what the ninth chapter of Revelation is trying to explain it to you, but it's coming under the disguise of CERN. CERN are going to be the people that's going to open this pit. And when they open it, all hell will break loose.
Yes, sir.
And it will be done in the first part of the tribulation period at the time that the 144,000 are going to be preaching and people are going to be getting saved. And at that time, those that do not have the seal of God on their forehead, those that don't get saved before they get saved, they are going to be possessed, and they're going to become walking zombies. And we already got motion pictures on TV that these people walk around with their head half hanging off their body, and their eyeballs are hanging out their body, and they're walking with a limp, and they're growling, and the people are trying to kill them, and they can't kill them. Well, this is what this is going to end up to be, and they're going to roam the earth for 5 months. 5 months are when locusts come out. From May to September. And when they come out, they are going to possess men's body. And the reason why this will be permitted is because men are trying to defy God. They're trying to blaspheme God. They're trying to curse God out. The high and the mighty, the elite ones. The people are saying that God is dead and that God don't exist. Some people say that the cross of Christ don't mean nothing to him. Well, those people that do that, they're going to end up taking on these demons because they rejected the loving and the mercy of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So all these UFOs, and they're going to see more of them as we go into 2021 and 2022 and 2023, it's going to get real bad. It's going to get real bad, I believe. Mm-hmm. Thank God. I think people are going to be running to the churches, and it's going to be too late. I think people are going to be crying out to hear the word of God, but it's going to be too late. I believe people are going to be crying for their loved ones, and I believe there are going to be more storms and tornadoes. There are going to be more fires that hit America and around the world, and there's going to come a world war coming pretty soon. And this world war will be started by Iran and Iraq and the Hamas and Russia is going to try to make an attack upon Israel to try to take control of the world on three continents. I believe they're going to try to destroy Jerusalem and the Jewish nation, but God will not permit it. God will put down his foot and say, I'm going to shake myself. I'm going to sanctify myself and let the population of the earth and let the nations of the world know that I am the Lord God Almighty and who omnipotent reigning, because God has let man have an opportunity to get saved and sanctified by the blood of Jesus Christ. And
Amen.
Man is on the cross, the suffering, the love of Jesus Christ, how he died on Calvary's cross for our sins. In other words, God himself became man. Oh, my God. He became man that through sacrifice of his own son that men may be saved from the wrath to come. And all Amen. The Hollywood stars, all the billionaires, let me tell you something. Hold on. Let me get some information here in my black book. Amen. All the
Amen.
All the wicked. And we know a wicked person is a wicked person, and a wicked person don't know Jesus Christ. And when a wicked person is working for the devil, amen, he cannot belong to Jesus Christ. Let me
That's
tell
right.
you something. All through the word of God, rich men, bond men, free men have rejected the love of Jesus Christ where he died on Calvary's cross. We have all kinds of billionaires today. Now, listen, I'm just going to name the billionaires. These men call themselves preaching the gospel. We got Louis Farrakhan. He makes $3 million. We got Bishop Noel Jones, $5 million. We got Joyce Myers, $8 million. We got Juanita Burham, $10 million. We got Bishop T.D. Jakes, $18 million. We got Rick Warner, $25 million. We got Clefo Dollars, $27 million. We got Joel Osteen, $40 million. We got Benny Hinn, $42 million. We got Kenneth Copeland, $760 million. Now, we got men that saying they're preaching the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and they have accumulated this kind of money for themselves and call themselves preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. That call themselves preaching the shed blood and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, they have omitted it. And the reason why is because the Bible says, Apostle Paul said, preaching of the cross to those that are lost is foolishness. And the world today, when you preach the cross of Jesus Christ and his nail-scarred hands and the crowns of thorns that was platted on his head and the 39 white whips, the whites that was whipped on his back, and the way they ridiculed him and embarrassed him, they mutilated him, they had him hanging on a tree like a piece of meat. And they call him, if you be the Son of God, why don't you come down off the cross? But Jesus loved so much. He said, if I come down off the cross, if I come down off the cross, guess what? The whole creation will die and go to hell. And I'm not going to give the devil the opportunity to do nothing, but let me give up the ones that want to accept me and get saved. I'm going to take them. If I don't get nothing but five, I'm still going to save them. I'm still going to die. Because I'd rather for one to come into the kingdom than lose the whole world. And the world is laughing at it. The world is jiggling at it. And they're just saying, oh, this coronavirus ain't nothing. We're gonna make it. But let me tell you, ain't what coronavirus gonna do is what's coming after coronavirus. And what's coming after coronavirus, no vaccine is gonna cure it. No doctor's gonna cure it.
Amen.
No philosopher, theologian's gonna cure it. No angel's gonna cure it. The only way that you can escape this thing that's getting ready to come is come on at the foot of the cross and kneel in a repentant way and call on the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and tell him I'm a old sinner. I was born in sin and shaped in iniquity, and I want to be saved. That's how you can get escaped. But these here, these demons that's getting ready to come from the bowels of the earth, and then there's another group coming from the first and second heaven, and they are found in the 12th chapter of Revelation where Michael and his angels fight against the dragon and his angels and cast them to the earth. And that's what you get from the movie picture called The Day of Independence with Will Smith in it, where you see these saucers come down and these here little bugs and little animals and little critters get out the saucers and they start eating and possessing people. That's the invasion that John is talking about in Revelation, because the devil's coming down here. He is going to do one thing that's going to shock the world. He's going to raise the Antichrist from the dead after he gets the deadly wound to the head in the 13th chapter of Revelation. In the 13th chapter of Revelation, the Antichrist is shot with a bullet and of an assassin. And there's going to be a war in heaven, and Satan is going to be cast down, and all his angels, one-third of the angelic wicked angels, are going to come to earth, and they're going to invade. And Satan is going to invade the Antichrist, and the Antichrist is going to be killed, and he's going to lay in the grave for 3 days. And after the 3 days, Satan is going to incarnate himself and go inside his body and heal the deadly wound to the head and get up. Wait a minute. TV, radio, internet, YouTube, Instagram, they're all going to come. NBC, ABC, CBS, MSNBC going to have to shut down the sports area, going to have to shut down the advertising arm, and they're going to have to focus on what's going on in Jerusalem when the Antichrist comes back from the dead, because it's going to be the centerpiece of the last 3.5 years that Jesus Christ is getting ready to come back. My friends,
right.
We better get ready. We better get ready. And I'm talking to my friends out there. I'm talking to the ones that need Jesus Christ. And I'm saying this out of the bottom of my heart. And I love every one of y'all out there. I love you so much.
Amen.
I don't know when to stop telling you or what's getting ready to happen to this plan. Because the coronavirus is not over. It's making a rerun. And the rerun is not going to be nothing like the first run. And if you don't have God protection, I don't care if you get the vaccination. If you don't have God protection, you're going to get it. You're going to get it because, number one, when you reject Jesus Christ, you don't have no defense. You don't have no love.
Right.
You don't have no peace. And Jesus Christ has given us, thank God. Like I said, I thank God for the Jews because it's because of the Jews that the 7-year tribulation would happen on earth. And let me tell you, as I close and turn it back over to Brother Tim, the church of the living God, the church, the body of Christ, the bride of Christ, will not go through the tribulation period.
Amen, brother.
See the tribulation period. So preachers, whoever's out there preaching that the church is going to go through the tribulation period, you better reroute your scripture and read some more, because Jesus Christ is not going to let his body go through the agony that's going to hit this planet, because the church has already gone through 2,000 years of
suffering, being
tormented by demons and devils trying to destroy the church. And as I close and turn it to Brother Tim, Jesus said, up on this rock, I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Brother Tim,
amen, doctor. Amen. That was wonderful. Amen, brother. Amen. All glory to the Most High. Amen, brother. You hit on a lot of points. Amen. Again, amen. You're preaching and teaching stuff that, amen, pastors won't dare, amen, utter these words. Amen. I remember a pastor telling me one time, amen, while I was telling him about once saved, always saved. He said, you know, he said, you preach that. He said, you can preach that, but ain't nobody going to be receptive to it. I said, brother, it's not about whether they're receptive to it. It's about us teaching the truth and rightly dividing the word. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's what it's about. It ain't about if I'm trying to get people to accept me and like me and accept my message and give me money. And it's not about that. Amen. It's about teaching the rightly divided word. Because just like my dad used to say, he used to say, the Bible going to either draw you. Amen.
You
it's going to drive you. Amen. Amen. I love it. It's going to either draw you or it's going to drive you. Amen. It's like you say, it's tight, but it's right. Amen. Amen. It's a tough word. Amen. Oh, my dad said it's tight, but it's right. Amen.
It's a tough word.
Amen. But, amen, God loves you. I mean, we preach this message because it's the truth. Amen. We understand that sometimes people may not want to hear the truth, but it's the truth. I remember when I was a kid, when my dad and the pastor he used to associate with, they used to teach a fire and brimstone message. Amen. If you didn't get it right, amen, the hell are you going?
That's the reality,
that we have to preach. It's not a pretty picture if you're not saved. It's a beautiful picture if you have salvation. But I have to preach the truth. I can't be faking and shaking and sugarcoating just for you to feel good in church. No, the reality is if you ain't saved, if you ain't right, if you don't understand the plan of salvation, if you don't confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, amen, as the brother said it best before, in hell you shall lift up your eyes. That is a reality.
Amen,
a reality. We don't want to be lost. Don't face that reality. All you got to do is just come to God, come to Christ, give your life to him, dedicate your soul to him. Amen. I guarantee you, you won't miss nothing out there. Amen. You won't miss nothing. You think you're going to miss the clubbing and the drinking and the partying, the men, the women, the twerking, the shaking, the rolling, the dancing, the strip clubs, and drinking and partying, the beach party. You think you're going to miss all that? Do you know how many people have lost their souls just trying to hold out to enjoy this life? Oh,
come on now.
Yet. Do you know how many people have said those words? Oh, I ain't ready for that. No, I don't believe in that stuff. But, man, let me tell you something. If you fall asleep in this life and you wake up, the Bible, John says in Revelation, amen. Let me go there real quick. I like to give you some.
Go ahead, brother.
Amen. Let me go over to Revelation in the 6th chapter. Amen. Let me share something with you. Amen. Now, watch what he says in Revelation 6th chapter, verse 8. He says, and I looked. This is John witnessing. He says, and I looked, and behold, a pale horse.
Yeah.
And the thing that sat on him was death, and hell followed with him.
You listen.
And it says,
listen to
him. Amen. It says, and power was given unto him, amen, to unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword.
Listen.
And
yeah.
with hunger, and with death, and with the beasts of the earth. It is a reality that you're going to leave this world. I have loved ones. I love them so dearly, but they are gone. Amen. And if they didn't believe before they left this world, I won't get to enjoy them in the next life. Amen. But my mother, my father, my brother, to my knowledge, they believed and they confessed with their mouth and they believed in their heart. Amen. My grandparents, amen. Now I have some uncles and aunts that have went on, amen, but I'm not for certain that they were saved, amen.
Come
but
on
I
now.
Can only hope that they were. But it is a reality as sure as that you're going to die and leave this world, amen. Amen. If you don't get it right, amen.
Amen.
You won't be here. Amen.
Ooh.
We are going to leave this world. If we don't get to see the return of Christ, amen. We are going to leave this world, and it is a reality. Where are you going to spend all eternity?
Eternity.
Amen. You're going somewhere. I guarantee you, amen, before you, when you leave this world, you're going to go somewhere. Amen.
Somewhere.
That's the truth. That's a fact. You're going to either go to hell or you're going to go to spiritual rest. Amen.
Come on.
Paul said to
Come
be
on.
Absent from the body is to be present,
to be
with,
present
the
with the
Your
Lord.
Your soul will be presently Amen. Resting, amen, like a baby before the Lord, amen. So you have to make a choice, amen, where you want to spend your eternal life, amen. Because I can guarantee the people that have thought they have lived this life and they have done evil and wicked all their days and they have gotten away with things, amen, I guarantee you.
Come on.
When they open
Come
their
on.
Eyes, amen, on the other side, hell is waiting
Come on.
For them. And after hell comes the judgment. Amen. Amen. Comes the white throne, the great white throne judgment, where Christ will judge the wicked. Woo, Lord, have mercy. I am so glad and thankful for salvation.
Lord,
we want you to be saved. Amen. We don't want you to be lost. Go ahead and accept Christ. Amen. It ain't about scaring nobody. This ain't scaring nobody, amen. People are going about their business, amen. They'll hear these types of messages going about. This ain't scaring. We teaching the truth. We want you to receive salvation, and we want you to receive eternal life, amen. And I tell people in church, amen, stop saying stuff like, you don't know if you're going to make it in. What type of stuff? He said he has not given us the spirit of fear. Your salvation is secure, amen. Your salvation
amen.
Is secure. You don't have to guess if you're going to have. You know that you are saved, amen. You know that you have, amen, eternal life. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He said that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. Come on and tell the truth, amen. That sounds like a sure thing to me. Amen. That sounds like a guarantee to me. That didn't sound like some shaky halfway maybe I might. No, it ain't none of that. We know that we're going to heaven. Amen. Because we have received salvation. Amen. Amen. I'm going to stay on the course, bro. Amen. I'm about to start preaching and get into salvation. Amen. But I love you all. We love you. We want you to become saved. We want you to receive salvation. If you've been listening for weeks, amen, you may not make it to the next week, amen. We want you to go ahead and receive salvation, amen. So we're going to go ahead and get back to the scripture, amen. We want to go back over to Matthew, and what I want to deal with, amen, and I want to talk of the time of Christ's return, amen. So we must understand, amen, Christ, amen, and his relationship with man and him coming to earth, amen. So the first time that Christ came to earth, we know that he was born of the Virgin Mary, amen. We know that he was born, amen. He was sent into the world to redeem man's soul. A lot of people out there think that's a joke. They think that's a reference to some old ancient story, some old ancient Babylonian Egyptian story. No,
come on,
Satan,
man.
Copycatted. Amen. Satan copycatted. Amen. Story of Christ. He's a copycat. He did that to confuse the world. There's only one true story. Amen. That is the story, amen, of the Virgin Mary and, amen, the child Christ, amen, that has come to the world to redeem man. He died for our soul, and we thank God for sending him here. Amen. That is the first time that Christ came. Amen. Now, in the middle of Christ returning back to the earth, Christ is going to touch the earth twice. The first time he's already done it. He was born of the Virgin Mary. He lived 33 years on this earth. He taught. He saved souls. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. Amen. He called the lame to walk and the blind to see. Amen. And then he was crucified on the cross. Amen. That's the first time Christ came to earth. That is the first coming of Christ. Amen. Now, the next time, amen, which was a mystery that Paul talked about. Amen. Paul talked about, he said, behold, I show you a mystery. That's over in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter. Amen. Let me see if I can get that verse for you. Amen.
Okay.
He said, behold, I show you a mystery.
Okay.
And the mystery, amen, was the church being gathered together with Christ. The mystery was that we don't know the return of Christ. We don't know when the church age is going to end. That is a mystery, amen, that Christ, that Paul talks about. Now watch what it says. This is 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter. It says, verse 51 says, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. In other words, that's faster than you can blink. Amen. Faster than you can even think. Faster than you can even imagine. Amen.
Yes,
he said, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Amen.
Yes.
Brothers and sisters, we are waiting for that trumpet to blow. Amen. It's going to be a day if we are blessed to be here when that happens. This was the mystery that the early church, amen, most of them missed it, amen. But they begin through the year. Paul knew what he was talking about. Paul knew what he was teaching, amen. But some have missed it, amen. Not all, but some. Amen. That sky's going to part open. Amen. He's going to call home the church.
Hey.
Amen. Amen.
Hey.
I'm going to be in that number, brother. We're going to be in that number. If we happen to be here in our lifetime, but we believe we're close, amen. We're not professing to know, but amen, with the way things are going on in the world, as the brother said, there are so many signs and things that are just going on in this world that, man, and what's so funny about it, amen, is most of the church is looking the other way. That's what amazes me.
That's strange.
It is strange, brother. Amen. Not the world. We know the world ain't paying no attention. We know the world could kill us. We talking about the church.
We talking about the church.
The church, the folks, the pastors in the church, the deacons in the church, the missionaries in the church, the evangelists in the church. Everybody that's in the church won't even touch Revelation.
Won't even touch it.
Amen. Won't even touch it. Amen. I remember when I was a kid. Hey, won't study. Won't discuss it. None of it. I remember when I was a child, My dad, up until the time I was an adult, was the only pastor I would hear talk about or preach from Revelation. No other pastor, amen. I remember only one pastor in Irving, Texas, amen. He had preached a sermon out of Revelation, amen, the first chapter, amen. But that was the only other than Minister Elder Bazaar, amen. God bless him. Amen. We thank him for his spiritual wisdom and knowledge that the Holy Spirit and the Most High has imparted to him and blessed him with this knowledge, amen. Farrakhan couldn't hold a light to him. He couldn't touch him if he tried, amen. This is the real stuff, amen.
This is the real deal.
I'm serious, bro. This is the real deal here. We're not talking about that. See, you got a lot of people out here that are motivational speakers. They take scriptures, and I can do that. I can say
I can sound
motivational and sound, amen. Brother Reverend, he can do that too. He's good. He can do that too. We can make stuff. We can make people sound, make it sound good and make you feel good if that's what you want. Amen. Get all down in your spirit and make you give into your pocket. We can do that. But that's not what we are doing. That's not what we are about. We are about your soul being saved. Man, that's going to be the best thing, better than any mansion, any car, any business, any amount of money in your account, millions of dollars, amen. I worked at the bank, saw a customer had millions of dollars in their account, amen. I tell you right now, amen, give me eternal life.
Give me eternal life, brother.
Amen, brother.
Give me, that's right.
Give me eternal life.
You keep
the millions of dollars, the billions and trillions of dollars. You keep your gold, your trinkets, and the jewelry. Amen. Amen, brother. Give me eternal life. Amen. So I want to touch on this real quick, amen. I'm going to turn back over to the brother. Matthew, the 24th chapter, verse 36. This is what he says. Amen. It says, but of that day and hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be.
Yeah.
For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark. And knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken and the other left. Watch, therefore. Amen. That's what we're supposed to be doing, church.
All right.
We're supposed to be watching for the return of Christ. For ye know not what hour your Lord do come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known and what watch the thief would come, amen, he would have watched and would not suffered his house to be broken up. Don't allow your house to be broken up. Don't allow some of your people to be saved and some of them not. Amen. The Bible says, train up a child the way that they should go.
Yes.
When they get old, they shall not depart.
Yes.
I've seen people go to church and leave their kids at home. Now, I don't know what sense that made. I don't think they believe that they going to automatically start going to church and become saved. I don't know what they think, but that is the most absurd thing I've ever seen in my life. If you have children, they definitely need to be in church with all this demonic. Like the brother said, the devil is increasing. He is going full speed ahead. Amen. He is running the engine. The devil's everywhere, on social media, on your TV, on the internet, in toys. You name it, you can't escape it. He is everywhere influencing your church, in the schools, even some of the places that you even think is safe, even in some of these churches out here. Amen. As the brother said, amen. Don't allow your house to be broken up. Tune in to us. We're going to show you the real, true, rightly divided word. We're going to teach on salvation because we want your family. Sit down with your family and hear what we're saying because we want you to become saved. That's because we love you. We ain't out here digging in your pockets. We ain't out here asking the pastor the offering plate around 5 or 10 times. Amen. But it says in verse 34, it says, therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not the Son of Man cometh. Amen, brother. And that's why I say from the way it looks, the church is looking in the opposite direction. They not believing. I talked to brothers out here. They don't really believe that Christ is on his way back. They said, no. Brother, I don't think that's going to happen. I'm like, Lord, have mercy. Amen, Ooh. Brother. Amen, brother. I'll turn it back over to you then. I'm going to come back and touch on Christ is coming again after the tribulation. Hey. Amen. But go ahead, brother. Man, go ahead.
I'm telling you, it's out there. The unbelief is out there. It's out there because people don't want Jesus to come back. They want to keep on living. They want to keep on living like they're living. And maybe one day die. And then when they stand before God, they want to say, hey, I was pretty good. I didn't do a whole lot of bad things. Oh, I might have did this and this, but can you let me in? And this is one time God will say, no, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never, And the world today believes they can con God. They can believe that they can compromise with God. They believe that they can fool God because the devil has took the minds of men and fried their conscience like a piece of bacon.
Lord,
their conscience, they don't can have none no more. They use the Lord's name in vain like water running from a mountain. They don't even care what they say, how they said, who they said to. They say hell and tell Jesus to go to hell. Oh yeah, that's how bad it is out there.
Lord have mercy.
We got preachers that won't stand up against sin because some of the stuff that people are doing, they doing it themselves. I've seen very few TV preachers stand up and tell the people, look, you're going to hell or you're going to heaven. You got to make up your mind right now.
That's right.
And I ain't talking about deciding to come to the Lord tomorrow. Tomorrow may be too late.
That's right.
And death, let me tell you something. Death don't have no respect to person.
So
death don't care who you are. And the only reason I'm living today is because death can't do me no harm because mercy is my life. God's mercy.
That's right.
Says death, yes, sir. Every day
That's
I
right.
wake up, it's the mercy of God that he woke me up. And people don't think, amen, when the Lord lift his mercy from you, you're going to leave here. And some people are leaving before their time. People are leaving this earth 25, 35, 45, 55, 25, 15, 10. People are dying.
That's right.
And nobody has no cure for it but Jesus Christ. And we are worried more about, like I said, we worry about this coronavirus. And let me tell you what this coronavirus is doing to people's minds is brainwashing them, getting them ready for the mark of the beast.
That's it. Amen.
Just getting them ready for the mark of the beast. Because when this second wave comes by, they're going to try to make it mandatory that those that don't have the vaccination of the coronavirus vaccine, you ain't going to be able to go to stores. You ain't going to be able to go outside. You got to stay home. You ain't going to be able to go in public. You ain't going to be able to go do your business. And so what they're getting ready to do, they're getting ready to turn the world into socialism. And socialism will end up in dictatorship-type government, a government that will be ruled by a dictator. And the dictator is here. The Antichrist is here. And when he comes, he's going to come on a peace platform. He's going to come and tell the world Trump couldn't do it. Obama couldn't do it. The Bushes couldn't do it. The Clintons couldn't do it. George Washington couldn't do it. Truman couldn't do it. Nobody was able to bring the world into one world government. And I'm the man able to bring the world into one world government because there's nobody else on this planet that's going to have the power through Lucifer to do it. And he said, I'm going to work on it through the coronavirus because when the mark of the beast comes, it's going to be a different situation. Your family's going to break up. People going to deceive you. Your own mama and your daddy going to turn against you because they're going to tell you, I'm going to deceive mommy. Mommy going to say, don't do it, honey. Don't do it. Brother said, I'm going down to get my marker. I got to have my car. I'm going to be able to drive my car and go to the bank because that stopped men, women, boys, and girls that's in the system. You ain't going to be able to buy or sell anything.
That's right.
Until you receive the computer chip. And it's already here. People are using it already. They're trying it out. They're going to see how it works. And some people say, oh, I like it. Oh, I just enjoy it. Because when I go to the grocery store, I can go get anything off the shelf, anything I want. And if I got my chip, I just walk through this. I walk through the reflecting ray, and it'll pick up all that I got in my tray, and it will withdraw my bank account, and I can go straight home. I don't have to wait in line. Oh, I like that. When I go to my house, I don't have to have a key to get in the door. That's all I do is take my computer chip, wait against my door knob, my door will open. If I want to look inside my house while I'm away from home and I've got the computer chip, I can check my home while I'm 3,000 miles away. Why? Because this is technology making it the devil's brainchild. That's the only way the devil can control the world is through the computer system and the electronic that we have. And Daniel said that in the 12th chapter of the book of Daniel. He says, the time will come when men shall run to and fro, and many shall be deceived, and knowledge shall him. And now man got so much knowledge, they're making human robots. They're making robots look like humans. And they talk like humans. And they say they can feel like humans. And when they set up that idol in the temple, that's going to be half human and half Ibonic. And the world's going to get its power to speak, and it's going to say, whoever will not receive the mark of the beast, you will not be able to buy and sell. It's going to be mandatory. And the world is going to say, I got to get my mark. I got to get my mark. I'm going to go down, and you will be betrayed by your own family. This will happen in the last 3.5 years. And the only ones that will be able to survive is the ones that reject the mark of the beast and be beheaded by guillotine. And guillotine are in the country right now. Ooh, I wish I could take you there. I wish I could take you there down in Alabama and in Atlanta, Georgia, at your army base, and take you down in the basement, because that's where they got them hid. They got over 60,000 guillotines. They got empty coffins. They got FEMA concentration camps. They got train cars with fetters on them. So when they pick up these people that will not receive the mark of the beast, they're going to take them to these homes and put them in there until they give up to receive the mark. If they don't receive the mark, it's going to be a bloody mess. It's going to be a bloody mess on church lawns. It's going to be a bloody mess on empty churches, because the empty churches that's in America today, they're going to use that for a slaughterhouse. America is going to come under a great tyranny, and people are going to be crying, and their face is going to change color. Their whole being is going to change color because they They rejected the blood of the cross. They rejected Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And by them rejecting it, they're going to pay for their own sins. This is no... I didn't read this out of no comic book. I didn't read this out of Playboy. I didn't read it out of Penthouse. I didn't read it out of Jet Magazine. I didn't read it out of no magazine nowhere around. I didn't read it out of no library. I'm reading it from God's Word. And that's what God's word said is going to happen to this planet. And here we got church folks lagging the church, scared to go to church. oh, I'm going to get the virus. And people are going to the whorehouses. They're going to the gambling dens.
Right.
They're sitting in the big joints drinking. They're going out on the park. They're going to racetracks. They're going to football games. They're going to
That's
everything
it.
They want to. And they ain't worried about getting what? They ain't worried about getting no virus. But when you say church, oh, I can't go to church. Well, you wasn't going too much before the virus. You wasn't going too much before the virus. Now you're trying to make excuse that you don't have to go. But there's a day coming when you're going to cry out and say, where's the preacher? Where's the preacher?
Amen.
The preachers ain't preaching out the garbage. They preaching do good and do bad. They're preaching look good. They're preaching have a whole lot of money. They're preaching positive thinking and all this old crap that they're coming about. But that's not
Amen.
That's not Jesus Christ said this. I am the way, the truth,
right.
and the life. No man can get to the Father unless he come by me.
That's
you
right.
think you can go by the Father's path? I don't wish you would, but I'll tell you one thing. If you think you can go ahead by Farrakhan, you're going to hell. I'm telling
amen.
You, if you can go by Scientology, if you think you can go by the Baptist or Presbyterian, amen. If you think you can go to church and go on to heaven, no. You got to stop by the cross, sister. You got to stop by the cross, teenager. Teenager, come on now. Come on now. You think because you see so-and-so a celebrity sing a gospel song, that you, and act a monkey on stage and do all these gestures and dress all funny and don't reverence the cross and don't reverence Jesus Christ, let
That's
me tell you, you're in the wrong boat. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen.
Just because you're young and you can you got strength don't mean that you can't die tomorrow.
That's right.
Because young folks are dying faster than the elderly. And the reason why, because of the lifestyle you live. And if you ain't living for God,
Amen.
You're living for death. If you ain't living for God, you're living for sin. If you ain't living for God, you're living for the devil. And the devil says, I got you. I ain't going to let you go. I'm going to make sure you don't get to one place. Because the minute you start toward the cross, I'm going to make every attempt to block you. But let me tell you, I got somebody that blocked for me. To get to the cross, and that was Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He blocked Satan that I could get to the cross. And when I got to the cross, good God Almighty, I
Amen.
Never looked. I'm going down to. I'm on the 0 yard line, getting ready to go on into glory. And I got Jesus on my side, and I got Jesus inside of me. And I tell
That's
anybody
right.
out there. I tell anybody out there, please. Listen to what God has to say through me and Brother
Amen.
Tim. We are ultimately sincere about your salvation.
Amen.
We are real about your salvation. And the only real salvation that you can receive is through Christ. Because religion
right.
cannot get you to heaven. Salvation is not a religion. Salvation is not a religion. Salvation is a divine, blood-bought redemption plan for man to receive Christ through the blood of Jesus Christ. And that's the only way you can receive salvation is through Jesus. And the world is saying, I don't like that way. That way seems like it's too hard. But the Bible says, Jesus Christ said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Lord have mercy. Amen, brother.
If you want to tote your sins around, let me tell you, sin is heavy, brother. They're trying to bench press sin. You can't bench press sin, brother. You can't lift
okay.
sin up off. You can't lift it up off of you. But let me tell you, I got somebody that bench press the whole world on his shoulder.
Amen.
He bench pressed billions of sins, quadrillions of sins. He bench pressed that when he died on Calvary's cross. dropped his head between the locks of his shoulder and gave up the ghost and went down into hell and preached to those in prison and bench pressed himself out of hell and ascended into the Most High God and went back to heaven and told the church, I'm going away. And if I go away, I will absolutely come again and receive you into myself. I'm waiting for Jesus Christ to come. I'm looking for Jesus Christ to come. I won't deny. I won't back up. I ain't got no reverse in my soul to back up on nothing. I'm going forward to me. And I advise you, if you out there and you in sin, you're weary, you're lost, you're hopeless, you don't have no joy, you don't have no peace, you don't have no love, you need Jesus Christ. And I'll tell you one thing. If you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I hope to see you in heaven.
Amen.
You can
say, amen.
You can say, when I see you in heaven, he said, are you the one that spoke to the internet, you and Brother Tim? Are you the one that told me one evening, one Sunday evening, one Monday, or through, you told us that Jesus Christ was coming, that he can save, and you know that spirit convicted me, and I accepted Jesus Christ right at my home, right on the radio station, right on the internet. I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior through the preaching of you and Brother Tim because you told me the truth. You did not compromise with me. You called it just like it is.
Amen.
And that's what we want to do. And we want you to know you can accept Jesus Christ right now by repenting of your sins, godly sorrow against God. The sins that you have done against God, you are deathly sorry with a contrite spirit. You're broken up. You're broken up. You're telling Jesus Christ, I'm sorry, Father. I'm sorry for sinning against you. And I want to stop sinning against you.
That's
I want
right.
you to
Amen.
Come into my life and save my soul so I can stop sinning. And when you stop sinning, that means that your soul, your spirit is a sinless. Sinless, sinless. Why? Because of the blood of Jesus Christ. And don't you worry about it now. You're still going to have problems. You're still going to have sin to deal with, but that's the sins of the flesh. That's the
Amen.
Sins of the flesh. And you always going to have that tagging along with you because there's nothing good in the flesh. And Paul told us at that time, he said, when I wanted to do good, evil was
Amen.
What
that's
I
right.
wanted to do wrong, that was good. I could not do it. But after I did it, I resented that I did it. But he said, in me, in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. And then he said, oh, wretched man that I am. He's not talking about a wretched soul. He's talking about the wretched body that he's living in. Because the body's wretched. It's got sin in it. But he said, I thank God he's going to deliver me from this body of sin one day when Christ comes
right.
back and blows the trumpet. And when he blows the trumpet, this mortal body, this carnal body, this body of flesh will be changed into immortality. And then I can say, oh, death, where's your sting? Oh, grave, where's your victory? For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through our Lord and Savior. Why don't you come on? Come on, brother. Come on. I don't care who you are, where you at. If you're listening to me, amen, come on. Come on. It ain't going to hurt you. Amen. It'll do more good for you than you ever could think of. To
Amen.
Know that Christ can change your life, change it forever. So when you get to heaven, you'll be living there forever. No more death, no more crime, no more wars, no more racial and Black Lives Matter, no more marching, no more signs,
Amen.
Oh, no more drugs, no more partying. Oh yeah, oh, we're going to party in the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
You're going to be able to live forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And after ever, even the attempt to run out, there's more ever. And after that, it's a eternal life that Christ wants to give you. And remember, you cannot go to heaven without being saved because sin cannot dwell ever again in the presence of God Almighty. Satan cannot dwell with God no more. and those that sin cannot dwell with God until they be cleansed by the blood of Christ. Amen. Amen. Brother Tim, give us to the altar.
Talk to us about it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, sir, doctor. Amen. All glory be to the Most High. Amen. Awesome word. Amen. Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 9 and 10. Amen. I want to share with you, amen, Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 9 and 10. But before I do, I just want to discuss with you that Christ is coming again. Amen. The second coming of Christ, amen, he's going to come again, and he's going to separate the wheat from the tares, amen. He's going to judge the world, amen. And he's going to all the believers, the Old Testament saints, the church age New Testament saints, and the tribulation saints, we will all reign with him for 1,000 years, amen. I can't wait, brother. Amen, amen. Matthew, the 24th chapter, verse 29 says, immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven of the heavens shall be shaken. And then, amen, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn. Amen. You know why they're mourning, amen, because they heard that this Christ, amen, which is real, which is true, amen, they laughed, they scoffed, they've joyed, and they've acted like he wasn't real, he don't exist. Amen. They shall mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory, and he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from the one end of heaven to the other.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. So, amen, we just want you to be counted in that number. Amen. I remember the old saying used to say that, amen. He would say, I want to be in that number.
In that number.
In that number, amen. And we just want you to be in that number with us, amen. We are in that number. And you say, well, how do I become saved? How do I get to heaven? I've been hearing you guys preach this word, amen, this gospel of Christ, and how he's going to save souls. And you'd be shocked and surprised. There's been a lot of people that have given their life to Christ, amen. Excuse me, since this virus has kicked off, amen, we're grateful for those that have decided to change their lives and repent, amen. But, you know, the rest of the world, the majority of the world has just been going on like nothing's ever happened. They just glad that, that they got, that they get to go back to the bars and to the partying and go somewhat back to normal, amen. But as the brother said, amen, it's a trick of the devil, amen. When you think his peace is coming, amen, there's more. And what's funny about what the brother said, amen, is that this virus ain't got nothing on what's coming. And it's funny and strange how they keep on talking about all these different viruses. My brother called me the other day talking about how they keep on saying that this virus and that virus. I said, man, I'm so tired, sick and tired of hearing about these viruses and stuff that they keep saying. Amen. You know what? I just put it in God's hand. Amen. I said, they keep on talking about, amen, I know down here. Amen, bro. That's right. That's right. And down here in Texas, they made mandatory that workers wear masks again back in public. So, you know, they're kind of predicting some things, but man, this is nothing compared to what's coming. You even compare what they dealt with in Egypt. Amen. This one we're dealing with ain't nothing. Amen. But they are conditioning your mind. Amen. Because now they have the ability, amen, to cause the entire planet. Amen. That's the whole world to basically require them to wear a mask because the satanic Luciferian Babylonian religion into play. Amen. This Babylonian economy is coming into play. The mark of the
beast. Coming into play.
Amen. You cannot buy nor sell without it. Amen. So we just want you to be prepared. Amen. Again, Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 9 and 10. Let's take a look at it real quick. I'm going to share some more scriptures with you, but I want to share this with you. Amen. It says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, amen, the Lord Yahshua, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Amen. Mm-hmm. I've shown so many ministers and people that who claim that they were saved, who claim they They believe in God, amen. I'm not really saying that they're not. Maybe they do believe in God. Maybe they were just mistaught or mistrained, amen, because I used to believe the other way at some point in time. But I learned over 21 years ago when I first got saved, amen, my brother and me and him had a talk, amen. I had a talk with this young pastor. He was a young pastor, and he said the exact same thing that my brother said. He said, Tim, amen, he said, there's no need for you to stress over living righteous. The Holy Spirit is already in you, brother. He will come out of you. Amen. He said that all you need to do is just accept Christ and let the Holy Spirit do the rest. Amen. That's what he said. He was a young pastor, amen. He told me that years ago. He was younger than me, but he was a pastor. He was there. He said, man, so many people are teaching the incorrect teachings, and that's what we see out here at this day and time. People are giving the incorrect message. Amen. That's all you have to do to become saved. You know, I've been in church all my life, and it seemed like everywhere I go, most of the pastors want to make it seem like it's this ball and chain chore to become saved, when it's not. Christ already died on the cross for our sins. He's already did the hard part. And in fact, that's why God sent him. That's why Yahweh sent him to die for your sin, because he knew that you can't do it. You cannot live righteous. You can't be perfect. Amen. The only righteousness that you have is by the and through the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's why when he says be holy, that's what he's talking about. Amen. Because the Holy Spirit is in you. The Holy Spirit is what makes you holy, not you. Amen. I had a pastor try to tell me he don't sin. I looked at him and said, brother, what do you mean you don't sin? Brother, Paul said that we have all sinned. And he said, come upon the sin. He said, are we better than they? Paul was saying, are the believers better than the unbelievers? He said, certainly not. Amen. That's what he said. Surely not. He said, for all have come up under sin. Amen. That's in Romans, the 3rd chapter, verses 9 and 10. He said, what then? Are we better than they? No. Paul said, no. In no wise. And then, in other words, in all your wisdom, we are not better than those people that are lost out there in the world. He said, we have before proved both Jews and Gentiles that they are all under sin. In other words, what he's saying is that we are all under sin, both sinners and saints. I mean, sinners and saints. But he said the difference is that we have Christ. We have accepted Christ, meaning that because we were born in sin, as Paul said in Romans, the 7th chapter, he said, we are carnal, soul, amen, under sin. He said, for we know that the law is spiritual, but I am what? Carnal. In other words, I was born in sin, amen, amen. So I'm not perfect, amen, but he know that because I have accepted Christ in my heart. Now I love each and every one of you with the love of the Most High God. Amen. Amen. And this is what this is about. Amen. This is about salvation. This is about bringing our brokenness to God. He's going to fix it and take care of it in the end. The scripture says that he says that we shall be like him. That's what the scripture says. We shall be like Christ. We will have a brand new spiritual body that's flesh and spirit. And it's going to be a beautiful new body. Amen. You're going to make you over. Amen. That's what the brother was saying earlier. Amen. This corruption shall inherit incorruption. In other words, you're going to be perfect like Christ. You're going to be flesh and beautiful like the angels. Man, your skin going to be like a baby, better than a baby. Amen. You're going to be beautiful. And that's why I say, man, come on to this side. We are winning big on this side. We want you to win. Amen, brother. We have the victory. We have already won. Amen. That's right. So why would you want to stay on a losing team? Amen. Why would you want to stay on a losing team? Amen. I used to play sports. Amen. I know the pastor used to play sports. He used to tell me how he used to play sports and run. And we hate to lose. Amen. We don't want to lose. Come over to the winning side. We don't want you to lose. That's right. Amen. Ephesians, the 2nd chapter, verse 8 says, for by grace are ye saved. Through faith. Amen. So you are saved by the grace of God. And because you have faith, you have salvation. Amen. Watch what it says. It says, and that not of yourselves. So if it's not of yourself, how do you think you're going to be good enough to get into heaven? That's what I want to understand. Well, I told a brother one time, okay, brother, since salvation is on works, what grading scale is it? He couldn't tell me. I said, brother, we're going to get in on an A, B, or a C, or you going to get in on an F. Brother, let me tell you something. Amen. If it was left up to a grading scale, we would all go to the lake of fire. We all go to hell.
The lake of fire.
Amen. That's right. Amen. Because we can't do it. We can't be perfect enough for God, for he is such a holy and righteous God, and he hates sin. So you don't have what it takes to live righteous enough to make it into heaven. You are only saved by grace through the faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. It says, not of works. Verse 9 says, not of works, least any man. In other words, you will not be able to stand before Christ and say, look what all that I've done. In fact, those who teach that and believe that, those are the ones he's going to turn away and say, I know you not, you workers of iniquity. Depart from me, for I never knew you. Amen. Because them the ones that think it's by works, they got the chest all stuck out. They think they did it. No, you ain't done anything. Christ died on the cross. Amen. Amen, brothers. Amen. Christ died on the cross. Amen, brother. So, amen. Back over to you, brother. But, amen, pray that everyone be blessed. Amen. We are really praying, and amen. I know that we are believing that more avenues open up for us to meet, for us to reach more souls. And because as the brother said it, he said the Antichrist is on the earth. He's been knowing it, amen, for years that he's on the earth. Amen. I thought about it. I've been thinking about it, you know, when the brother said, I said, you know what, that makes a lot of sense. I said, I ain't just been thinking, but he has to be on the earth if we believe that Christ is coming back soon. And he's got to be a mature and aged man. Amen. Why? Because he has to be someone that the world's going to look at and say, okay, we trust this guy. Remember, he's going to convince them. He's going to convince them under a false treaty, and everything's going to be okay. Amen. So in order for him to do that, amen, he can't be too young. He can't be in his 20s or 30s or 40s. He has to be an aged man, a mature and aged man, to where they're going to trust him and say, okay, we believe he knows what he's talking about. He knows what he's doing. Remember, the church is going to be gone, so there's going to be a lot of chaos on the earth. A lot.
Yes, it is.
Amen.
Yes, it is.
We're talking about the beginning of the Great Tribulation. And brothers and sisters, I pray that you be ready. Amen, brother.
All right, brother. That's the word. That's the word of God. We ain't got nothing.
Amen.
We ain't got nothing to go back over and try to recorrect. It's coming right from the word of God. And we're here this evening, getting ready to close out. We got about 15 minutes. Amen.
What I'm gonna do is
go back into Revelation for a minute, the 21st chapter of Revelation. At the 22nd verse, 21-22, he said, and I saw no temple there, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple. And the city had no need of sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nation,
amen.
We talk about nations getting together. All nations get together here on earth to try to ring things out, but it won't happen. It won't happen. It won't happen because the devil is in the midst of all these nations riling up and causing war and degrading individuals and black and white, Chinese, Japanese, fighting against each other and street fights against racial prejudice and everybody's trying to say, well, I'm better than you. You better than me. This ain't going to be what I'm talking about. It says, and the nations of them that are saved, S-A-B-E-D,
right.
It says saved, not a good worker, not somebody that believes but saved, S-A-B-E-D, by what? The blood of the Lamb. Shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. And there shall no wise enter in into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh the abomination or maketh a lie, but they that are written in the Lamb's book of life. My friend, come on now. If your name is written in the Lamb's book of life, that means that you have accepted Jesus Christ. And it's written in the Lamb's book of life in the blood of Jesus Christ. It's written in there. And it's written in there because you have accepted Jesus Christ. If you haven't accepted Jesus Christ, no name is not written in the Lamb's book of life. Your name to be written in there tonight. I want your name to be written in tonight. And the only thing you got to do, oh, my God, it's as easy as I said eating cornbread and pinto beans. My God, the only thing you got to do is just say, Lord, I am a sinner. I am low down. I'm rotten. I have a smell on me that smells like sin. And I want you to cleanse my soul. I want you to cleanse my spirit. I want you to come into my life right now by the power of the Holy Ghost and through the blood of Jesus Christ. It's just like that. If you want something, God will give it to you. And what God wants to do, he wants to save you.
Amen. That's right. That's right.
He's not going to flip you through the air and make you act crazy. He's going to save you in a calm way. And I'm going to tell you, when you get saved, something happens on the inside. You have a changed mind. You have a changed heart. You have a changed spirit. You got a change of attitude. You never felt like that before. And you say, what is this that make me love everybody? And the Bible says, you know, you have passed from death to life because you love the brother. If you know that you're saved,
Amen.
You know you're
Amen.
Saved by the love of God in your heart. If you do not love God, you cannot love your brother. And that's why the Bible says God is love. Oh, he got so much love for you and for me that we, Brother Tim and I, want to see you accept Christ tonight, this evening. And like you said, the only thing you got to do is repent and turn from your unbelief. Because if you leave this world in unbelief, you will actually have to spend eternity in hell forever until the lake of fire comes. When the lake of fire comes, that means it's going to be hot. It's hot in hell now.
Oh, have mercy.
Men today don't realize there's a lake of fire, and the lake of fire is for all
That's
those
right.
that have been judged for their works in their unbelief. And if you die in unbelief, you will go to hell. Then from there, you'll be cast into the lake of fire. You don't want to go. Please, you don't want to go. I don't care how old you are. I don't care what you done. I don't care if you're homosexual. I don't care if you're a drunkard. I don't care about that. What I care about is you can repent and ask Christ to come into your life. And when the Holy Ghost come in, all that stuff will dissipate and leave you, and you can testify to the world. Look, man, I used to be an old fag. I used
That's right.
to be a Mexican. And you can tell the world, I'm saved now. Jesus Christ saved me from that. When I thought that I was all right, I was convicted by the Holy Spirit that Jesus Christ can save me from that, and I accepted him. And guess what? I'm better than I ever will be, and I can't get nothing but better. That's what God will do for you, because God can save people in prison. He can save people in correctional institution, people who have murdered, people who have killed. He can save them. In fact, I know for a fact, the Lord's speaking to me right now. He's saving people more in the prison than he is in church.
Lord have mercy. Amen.
Uh-oh.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Uh-oh.
All right now.
He's saving more people on the street than he is in the church.
All right, brother. Amen. All glory be to the Most High.
That's right. Amen. The church won't come outside. The church won't come outside and tell folks, we're tired of being under these four walls, having programs and talking and fussing and fighting and doing all kinds. We are tired of sitting behind four walls and ain't telling nobody if we've been converted. Because a lot of people ain't been converted. They don't know. They can't witness to nobody. You got to be converted before you can tell somebody you've been converted. And the world is saying, what's wrong with the church? They in the four walls dressing up and spending money and having banquets and going places and everything. What about us? We need to hear the word. So don't you think because if you don't go to church, the church is going to stop because it's going to stop. It ain't going to stop whether you go or don't go. And the church was here before I was, and it'll be here when I'm dead and gone, pushing up daisies at Oakdale Cemetery.
Amen.
You're not that important. Amen. That God has to have you, but he wants you.
Amen.
He wants you real bad. Brother,
Amen.
Prayer one more time and see if it's anybody. We got about 5 minutes.
Amen. No problem, brother.
Go ahead. We're gonna let you close with the last five. We'll open the altar.
Amen. All right, brother. Amen. Amen. All glory be to the Most High, brother. Awesome word as always. Amen. The word is always good. Amen. We just want you all to receive salvation. Amen. Salvation is free. Amen. And walk in love. Amen. Ephesians, I believe it's the fourth chapter, verse 15 says, but speaking the truth in love, amen, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Amen. We want you to receive salvation. Amen. The Bible says it best over in, I believe it's, I call it St. John. Amen. The third chapter, verses 15 and 16 says that God so loved the world that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Amen. That's what the scripture says. Amen. And even Nicodemus came to Christ. Amen. He said, how can one be born? Amen. When he is a grown man, when he is fully grown, amen. But Christ said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Amen. For he said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Amen. Make no mistake about it. I talked to a gentleman a long time ago. He said, I don't have no problem with God, but I have a problem with Christ. Amen. I said, well, you don't have a problem, period, amen, because you got a problem with Christ. You're going to be able to get in, amen, because he is the Son of God, and he has came and passed, amen, and he gave the ultimate sacrifice, amen, for our souls, amen. St. John, the third chapter, verse 36, said, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. There it is again, that language in the scripture. It says it. If you believe on the Son, you have everlasting life. That's all you got to do is believe on Christ. Believe that he is the Son of God and that God raised him from the dead. It's just that simple. And go on about your life, amen, and let the Holy Spirit change you. You'll see that the thing that you used to love, you'll start having a distaste for it. Amen. You'll no longer like certain things. Say, you know what, I don't want to do that no more. I don't want to hang out over here no more. I don't want to do those things. You begin to hate those things. Amen. I remember when I first got saved, my friend said, man, you just dropped us, man. I said, well, you know what, brother, it wasn't too much my choice. It was the Holy Spirit that was in me, amen. And that's what it'll do for you, amen. Didn't mean that we weren't friends or I didn't love them or that. We just had to hang out different. The places that we hung out were different places, amen. And he said, he that believeth not on the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Amen. Salvation is free. It is forever. Family, we love you. We preach this word because we love it, and we want to see you saved. We don't want to see you lost, but we know and understand that everyone's not going to make it. But we try to get as many people into the, as they used to say, the pearly gates. We try to get as many people to the pearly gates as we possibly can. So we love you, family. You are royalty. God bless you. Amen. Just remember, amen, you know, just you can receive salvation anywhere. It can be in your car.
Anywhere.
You don't have to wait to go back to church. You don't have to wait to see your pastor. Amen. I had to remind the young man of that a few weeks ago.